גמרא נדורים דף עין א' עמוד בייס, גמרא זה שאלה, דיבור לו גרושין, כשתיק דמיה, אוקיי, כמה דמיה. The shayla of the Gemara is, what din does Gerushin have? He was, when she made the nether, he didn't say anything. He wasn't made for it, and he wasn't making. Now that he was Megarusher, what kind of din does it have? Does it have a din of shtik, as if he kept quiet? Or does it have a din of akoma, that when he gave her the get, it's as if he's saying to her, that I want the nether to be a nether. That's what we call a coma all the time. And the din is that he can't be made for later. Once he made a coma, the hafara doesn't help after that coma. And that the Gemara says, she's not his wife anyway, so he can't be made for anymore anyway. And the Gemara says, L'man af kamina, kigan shenadro, she made a nether. Shama ba'al of v'girsha. And the husband heard the nether and he was megarisher. Vahadra b'yomer, and he was mazir in the same day. They got divorced and then they got remarried in the same day. Yomer markish tike domi is motzi meferlo. If he's a gerushin as a din of shtike, so when he divorced her, he didn't make a hakoma with the divorce. So now that he remarried her in the same day, he can be made for an adorn. Just you have to know that it goes with the din that a horus can be made for even bekodmin, even a nether that was before the marriage. So this din that avio b'alam for an adorah, so he can be made for the adorn that came before the erusin also. So now that he was mazir, he can be made for an adorn. Because he never was mekayimit. But if you say gerushin ki hakoma domi, so when he was megarish, he made a hakoma. So the din is that even if he was machzer on the same day, he can't be mefer anymore because he already made a hakoma. All the rishonim here talk about this lashon of the Gemara v'ahadra b'yomei. He was machzer in the same day. Why do you have to say that? Suppose it, because if he was mazir, and the Ran says this, if he was mazir, the next day he can't be mefer. Because you can never be mefer in a dorm, only on the Yom Shom, only on the same day. So if he was mazir tomorrow, anyway, he can't be mefer. So it doesn't matter if Gershon is Kishtika or Gershon is Kakona, because it's the next day anyway. That's what the Ran says. The Rosh also says the same thing. And the Rosh adds over here that it comes out from this that the time, even though there was time that he couldn't have been made for anyway, it means the 24 hours of Afora, part of them are in such a time that they weren't together, that they were divorced. Doesn't matter. As long as 24 hours went by, doesn't matter what kind of 24 hours it was. It was such a 24 hours of not being able to be made for it. It doesn't matter. As long as the time went by, now that he remarries her, he can't be made for it because it's too late. That's what it comes out from our Gemara. The Yerushalmi says, not like that the Rosh brings, in the Pirush HaRosh, in the second line of the long lines over here, 9 Beis Amud Aleph, he says the Yerushalmi brings a case that he was nishtatik. He couldn't talk. So when he comes back, when he regains his voice, and he can be mefer, so from then we give him time. Whatever time you need, either 24 hours or till the shkia, whatever time, according to each mandama, whatever he holds, for the time that he's given to be mefer, we give him from when he was chazar ledibur. That's the lashon of the Rishami. From when he comes back to his dibur, that's when you give him the time. That means that it doesn't matter how much time went by from the nether. How much time went by doesn't matter, as long as the time that went by was such a time that he couldn't have been made for him that time. So that doesn't count. Doesn't count. So we start the time that he's given from when he's chazar ledibur. So it comes out that the Yerushalmi doesn't hold like our Gemara. The Yerushalmi holds that such a zman that he couldn't have been made for him, it doesn't count. Our Gemara says that it does count. It's two cases, but it's the same idea. The case of our Gemara is when he couldn't have been made for it because they weren't married in that time. The case of the Yerushalmi is that he couldn't be made for it because he couldn't talk in that time, but it doesn't matter. As long as there's a time that he couldn't have been made for it. In our Gemara it says, as soon as the time goes by, it's finished. In the Yerushalmi it says it's not finished. There's a third case where this Shaila is Nogea, which is brought in the Tur. The Tur says in Hilchos Nedarim Sim Reish Lamed Daled, what will be the deen if somebody was Mekayim the Nether, the husband was Mekayim the Nether. The deen is that you can be shoal on the Akuma. So he was shoal on the Akuma, which is like a Hataras Nedarim, like every Hataras Nedarim. And the Akuma is also like a Cain, like a Nether, and you can be martyr. So even though in the time of the Hakoma, after the Hakoma, he couldn't be made for the Nether anymore, but after he was shoal on his Hakoma, and he can be made for the Nether, so the deen is, he says the Torah, he can be made for afilu la'acha kama yomim. He can be made for even a few days later, because as long as he wasn't shoal on that, he couldn't have been nefer. So that time doesn't count, says the Torah. So you start counting the time of haforeh from when he was shoal on his akuma. That's what the Torah says. So we have a third case where he couldn't have been nefer in a certain time, and that we say that time that he couldn't be nefer doesn't count. That he couldn't have been made for because of the Akoma that was here. So when he's shoal on the Akoma, then we start the time, the 24 hours. Oh, that's what the Torah says. Comes out, the Torah is paskening, it looks like he's paskening like the Yerushalmi. If it's the way the Rosh says, the Rosh makes it a machlokis between the Bava and the Yerushalmi. So it looks like the Torah is paskening like the Yerushalmi, that the time that he couldn't have been made for doesn't count in the 24 hours. In the Sefer Nachas Yehoshua from Rabbi Zuchorif, after our Riches explaining the whole this Ha'inyan, he ends the Simen Beis that this Torah is Shver. Why didn't the Torah paskin like his father the Rosh? Like it's always his derech to go like the Rosh. The Rosh holds that according to the Bavli, if the time that he couldn't have been made for it doesn't matter, as long as the time went by from the nether, everything counts from the nether. The same thing should have been over here, from the nether. You count the 24 hours and finished. It doesn't matter, but there was a comma in between. So why did the Torah, the Kashi is, why did the Torah pass here not like the Rosh? And he stays by a tzarechim. It could be that if you're mine and the Gemara, we could find maybe a chilik to make the difference between the case of the Tur and the cases over here in our Gemara. But the first thing we'll do is we'll try to understand the Gemara itself. In the Gemara, we started with Aibarlo. And one tzad was that Gerushin as a din like a koma. That means that when he's Megarish's wife, it lies in that he's saying, I'm satisfied with the nether, and I'm the kind of the nether, and the nether stays in it. A koma is a koach that a Baal has. A Baal has in his wife a Kuma. He can, a Baal can be Mefer, can be Mefer the Nedarim of his wife. And he can also be Mekayim the Nedarim of his wife. So the Gerushin has a Din of a Kuma. You have to understand. Gerushin is a pool of becoming not a Baal. He's losing all the connections between them. It comes out that the Gerushin Lachur is just the opposite of our Kuma. It's opposite of any zchus that a Baal has in his wife. Gerushin is a pool of losing the zchus to be mekayim the wife's nidun. And here the Gemara wants to say Gerushin ke'akuma. Good. So you could say, because after the Gerushin he won't be able to be made for anymore. So he's doing some. This is the pashut of pshat in the Gemara, that by being the Gerushin's wife, so he's doing something which will stop the koch of Afora. He can't be Mefer anymore. So by doing that, by stopping the koch of Afora, that is Hakuma. Every Hakuma is the opposite of Afora. And Gerushin is also the opposite of Afora because he can't be Mefer anymore. So Gerushin can't come. The only thing is, it's bothering me, the Luchurit Zainin of Baba Sachas. But the Hakuma is a koch, but you need a Baal for that. And in the Bas Achas of the Hakuma is happening a Gerushin, which makes him lose the koch of Hakuma. We find in Shas, the union of Bas Achas, the most famous case where we find there's such a concept of Bas Achas is Gita V'yado Boin Kechel. It's a very deep concept. I'm not sure I understand it myself. But one thing I think you see from here is like this. An Eved can't accept a Shtar Shichur because he doesn't have a Yad. Whatever comes into his hand automatically goes to the owner. So the Shtar Shichur that he was given stays the owner's, it belongs to him. So how do you give an Eved a Shtar Shichur that he should be Kona this piece of paper, it should become in his rishus? By having a Yad, by not being in the owner's possession. The Eved is not in the owner's possession. That we say, Gita V'yado Boin Kechot, with his accepting of the Shtar Shichra, he goes out of the Rishus of the Odun. So in the Basachas, he's getting a Yad and he's getting the Shtar Shichra also. It comes out like this, that you see in the union of Gita V'yado Boin Kechot, that what's going to happen, this what will happen after getting the Shtar Shichra, the matz of the situation that he'll be in, after getting what the Shtar Shichra does, this what it accomplishes, which is having a Yad, so that happens in the Bevasachas of the accepting of the Shtar Shichra. In the Bevasachas, it happens what the Shtar Shichra does. So I'm asking, according to, if that's how you understand, Lachur should be the same thing here, that a Gerushin makes him lose the Zchus of Hakuma, lose any zchus of issues he loses. So the Gerushin makes him lose the zchus of Hakuma, so he should say the same thing. So in the Bevasachas of the Gerushin, he's not a Mekayim anymore. This what the Gerushin does happens in the same split second as the Gerushin itself. So for a kid, Gerushin shouldn't be Hakuma, not it should be Hakuma. According, if we understand Gita V'yado Boin Kechot, so here also you should say, how could Gerushin be Hakuma? So how do you understand the whole concept of Gerushin Kekum? Because of that, I think the pshat is it's a whole different thing over here. But we can understand it according to the famous Ran in the end of the parak. The Ran says like this. There's a Gemara. The Gemara says, in the Ayin Tesamadal, the Gemara says that there's such a thing as Kiyam Belibo. He doesn't have to say, you don't have to say the Hakuma with your mouth. You don't have to say it. It's a din belev. Belev is also, he can think it. You don't have to say it. You can think it. So how do you know that? But Hafora you can't. Hafora has to say the words of Hafora. So you can say the words, Mufala, and others still exist. Hakuma, you can say belev also. So where do you know that from? The Ran says, and you learn it out from Shtika. What's shtika? That if he kept quiet for all day, so the din is that the nether is kayum, the nether is a nether. So he says the Ran's lashon is the kivon she'ovar yom shmid. The Ran on top in Dibra Maschah Hefer Belibo So the Ran's lashon is the kivan she'ovar yom shmiya v'lo hefer goli adaitei she'rodshe b'kiyumo shel neder. The letting that much time go by and not being mefer, that is showing that he wants the neder to exist. So it comes out that it's enough to show. You don't have to say the words. He shows that he wants it to exist. So he says, Alma Tosa Belibo Kaima Sagi. Okay. Belibo is good enough. So you learn out that Belibo is good enough. You learn out from the Deen. Sounds a little bit like Time of the Crow, but that's what the Ran says. The Chazal understood Pshat in the Torah. The Torah said that you can't be made for, can only be made for within a certain amount of time. So the Chazal understood that that means, the meaning of that is, that the, what does the time do? The time shows what he has Belibo. You see that Belibo is good. It's not that the time itself makes that far. It's not as if the Torah is like this. We when we learn the Chumash, we could say it means that after the time goes by, you can't. It's too late. Like everything else, there's a time, and after the time goes by, it's too late. No, the Ram says Chazal understood Pshat in the Torah. The Pshat in the Torah is that the time going by is, it shows on something. It's not the time element itself. It's what it shows. It shows that Belibo, he wants to be Mekam. Also, you see that Belev is a kim. That's how you learn it. It comes out from this, that really the outcome happens in 1 second. It's not 24 hours. It makes the outcome only in 1 second and a half. The 24 hours just, it's a gilui das, it's a gilui mils, it shows on something. But if you say, you could say it like this, but that's a tzad gershin ka comment on me. When he gives a get, it's not when he gives the get, he's giving the get makes that come. It's the second before he gives the get makes that come. I mean, he's now about to do, he knows that he's about to do something that he'll never be able to be made for anymore. So what do you need the 24 hours for? If the whole 24 hours lies in this minute over here. He did something that it's known already that the 24 hours, it's like a Zarak Chetz. He made a Zarak Chetz of Akoma. I mean, he did something now that's going to make Akoma be Akoma. So you don't need, according to this understanding of the Gzeres HaKosev, you don't need 24 hours. It's a second before they get. So you can't start talking about Bebasachas. Basachas has nothing to do over here. It's like the Gilui Das that the get shows us. When is that Gilui Das? A second before he gives the get. So that's when that Komo happened. And that's a pshat. The Gershon Ker Komo Dome. Now let's try to understand the second side. Well, what's the other side of the Gemara? That Gershon is like Shtika. What does that mean? Here you could say two pshatim. According to the Ram, the Ram says that the shtike is a gilui das on his hakama. The shtike that he kept, that he was quiet for a whole day, shows that he wants another to be in it. It could be that the pshat is different. Of course, the first side holds that the pshat in that is different. Not the pshat that it shows what his das was. Only the pshat Gershon, the pshat of shtika of Yom Shomer is that it builds up the hakoma within him. If 24 hours goes by and he's now doesn't say anything, so maybe that's my shpia on him, my hakoma that he just like you found by Cheska Shal Shem, somebody kept quiet and he wasn't mocha for 3 years, so it shows that he doesn't care. The same thing is over here, that he kept quiet for 24 hours. He didn't care, and he didn't care, and he didn't care, and he kept letting this situation stay. After a while, after so much time went by, so it affects him, it makes him then is not care, and then it becomes a hakoma. It comes out that the 24 hours, they make that hakoma. They make a gilui das within him. Like this, according to the first side, we understood that he, in his das, he decides to be mekayem the nether, maybe even right away. And the 24 hours just shows on it. But according to the second time, no, it's the 24 hours itself makes that common believable. L'churas, l'fize, what's it going to help? What's it going to help that he gave a get and he did a pa'ula that makes him not be able to be mefer? It doesn't happen right away. It's a process. It's not something that happens in 1 second and we just have to find the process has to takes 24 hours for the thing to happen. For the hakom, it's like you cook something. It takes a few hours to cook something. The hakom has to cook. If he says it beferish, that's one thing. But if he didn't say it, just get quiet. So how does the hakom happen? Through is keeping quiet 24 hours. So what's it going to help gerushin? So that's why gerushin is kishtikidam. One thing is that there's a problem with this. The problem with this is one thing. One problem is that. The problem is like this. Over here, the din is, in our union of Gerushim, the din is that if he's machzir the same day, so if yal Gerushim kishtika, he can be mefer after he's machzir. If he's machzir the next day, he can't. He can't be mefer anymore. What does that mean that he can't be mefer anymore? Because even though gerushin is like shtika, but shtika itself after the yom shomer goes by, you can't be mefer anymore with that shtika. But the shaila is what does the shtika do? The shtika makes a hakoma, and if the hesber is the way we're saying now that the shtika builds up that hakoma, it comes out that hakoma happened when she wasn't his wife. Suppose he married her the next day. We're saying this is a hakoma. The day going by is a hakoma. How could you be mekayim aneder of somebody that's not his wife? It'll come out he was mekayim aneder of a strange woman. Can't be such a thing. So, and the Rishonim said, Sibur Feres, that if he was mazir the next day, it's a hakoma and he can't be made for anymore. That means the time, and like we said in the beginning, the time that you can't be made for goes into the shtika of the yom shomer. How could that be? So al kochach it must be that even if you are gerushin ki shtika damya, also after 24 hours go by, the hakoma was by the shtika of the beginning. It's some kind of a lamafre. It sounds like this. It's some kind of a lamafre kind of a thing. So if the hesber is the way we said in the and every hakoma works like that according to what we're showing. According to what we're proving from the Gemara, because Memes, you could always ask a Shaila, this you have to look up, maybe they talk about it. You could always ask a Shaila, when he has a shtika of a whole day, so when does that come happen? Does it happen the last minute of the 24 hours, or does it happen from the beginning? You have to know. I didn't look up if anybody talks about it. But it's you could be mistopic. When does the hakom happen? L'chur from here, it's a clear raya that the hakom happens in the beginning. Only you need 24 hours for a. It's mamish like the Ran says, Giloy Milsa, Goli Adaita. He was Megaladas, like by you, Shalom Edas. When it happens later, it's Megaladas, what he meant in the beginning. Is according to that, you can understand it. You can understand that when a day goes by, it's not that. The next day he was Mekayim another of a strange woman. It became a Gilu Nilsa Lamafreya that from the first minute it became a Kiyum. Oh, and now, so again, now you have to, Bemis, you have to understand. So it comes out that there's a Svara, that means the Bavli that holds, not like the Yerushalmi holds, that the 24 hours that they were not together, that they were divorced. Or even the more than that, that helps make the Gilui Milsa that he was Mekayim from the beginning. That's hard to understand. It's hard to understand this one. Like this until now, the whole time we were learning that it doesn't matter. A day goes by, before we brought in this Ran over here, a day goes by, the next day, if he was Machzir the next day you can't be Nefer. It's Machzir HaKlozer, how far has to be that day? There's no such thing as the next day. Okay, that you can understand. For the Rishami is a big Chiddush, Rishami is making a new deen to be Nefer a few days later. Who ever heard of such a thing? But the way we're saying now, it's Farkir, the Bali is what's hard to understand. And the whole Svara is, that's a Svara of being Megaladah. What does it mean being Megaladah? It means 24 hours of possibility of being Nefer and letting so much time go by that he could have and he didn't. It shows what he always had in his mind. But when he couldn't have been Nefer, he didn't show anything. How did he show anything? Maybe he wanted to be Nefer and he just couldn't. What does it show on? Oh, so this, you have to understand this. There's over here a kasha, Rabbi, a famous kasha, Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks like this: the Ran says that when it's shoshif the whole day, when the whole day goes by, so it shows that he wants to be mekayim the nedar. It shows that he has berlibo to be mekayim the nedar. It shows on what he has in his life. So you see from here that a person can be mekayim. That a person can be mekayim the lev. That's what it shows. So you learn it out from the 24 hours. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger is, how can you learn it out from there? Lolam Duran is right, that is the Hesber, the reason why he can be Mekayim, the reason why 24 hours goes by, the Neder becomes Mekuyim, is because it shows what he has in his heart. But how does it show? It shows a much stronger Gilui Das than any other Gilui Das, which is, it's what you always call Belibo Belev Kodom it is. Or like in the lesson of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Muchach v'golei l'kol. So then we say there's no such, even though all over we have a halacha, dvarim shebelev einim dvarim. So you can't think b'libo a certain thing because it's dvarim shebelev, it can't make a chalos, it can't create dinim, what he thinks in his heart. But if everybody knows what he has in his heart, so it is dvarim. Rabbi Akiva Eiger asked, even though there's a din that the yom shamo goes by, so he can't, it's considered kiyum. But that's no right. You can't learn out from there that it should be considered kiyum if he's mekayim belibo. That's only because everybody knows it. If everybody knows it because the whole yom shama went by, so then it's a kiyum. But just to be mekayim one time to say belibo, I want to be mekayim, that should be enough. That nobody knows. That's not Belibo Belev called. Maybe that stays Dvarim Shebelev. But I don't understand, according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger's Havonu, the Gemara says there's two kinds of Kiyim Belibov. There's a Kiyim Belibo that he says, Behedya, he says in his heart, I want to be Mekam. But then there's such a thing as Kiyim Stam. The Gemara shows it Stam, the Gemara says. The Gemara says there's two kinds of Shosik. There's a Shosik Amanas Lokayim. And there's a shosik, and there's a shosik stam. It'd be some if there was by the case of shosik amanas l'kayim. I understand Rabbi Akiva Eiger's havana. He was shosik amanas l'kayim, let's say, from the first man. But we don't know it until 24 hours go by. That's when we find out what he had belibo. But a shosik stam is for sure wasn't. Wasn't Mekayim. He wasn't Mekayim, believe me. He just didn't care about the whole thing. He wasn't Mityaches. He didn't show. So he doesn't care. So that doesn't mean it's not a Kiyum and it's not a Afar. It's nothing. And still, okay, the Torah said 24 hours go by, but that should be Megala, what he has, believe. He doesn't have anything, believe. We know clearly he doesn't have anything, believe. So how could those 24 hours, that Yom Shama going by, what could that be Megala on? So I'm going to say a big chiddush over here that I'm not so sure of a lot of things, but I wanted to say like this, maybe the Olam should say what they think about it, that it could be the pshat like this. that we have in other places in Shas a concept that you need a whole mice. I'm going to bring an example from a whole different sugya. There's a din, shechita. There's such a thing as shechita, and it's two simon. There's an amount, a shechita, how much you have to shechita. Yet, and if you don't do the amount that you have to, it's nothing. The shechita is nothing. Yet, there's a din, yeshna l'shechita mitchilo v'ad sof, which means that when it comes to different dinim, the results of the shechita, like whatever it is, so every little piece of the shechita is considered shechita. It's called shechita. If you were to add this little bit, this little piece, is that a matir? Is that matir? Shechita means to be matir to eat. Is this little bit a matir? Of course not. The whole thing is a matir. The last little bit is the matir. Not the whole thing, not every piece. Nobody could say that it's enough a little bit. Yet, there's such a thing that when you finish, after you finish, and you do the whole thing, after you did the whole thing, so every little bit is part of the shechita, is the shechita itself. And it could be, I think, in the Tiferes Yisrael, maybe in the beginning of Shabbos, he said such a svar that in Mishnah, that the Shabbos, when you eat a kezayis, after you eat a kezayis, every little bit is part of the iser. Every little bit is considered iser after you eat a kezayis. So, you can't say, let's say, if chatzi shir mutar min atar, so you say you ate a half of kezayis, it's nothing, then you ate another half of kezayis, it's also nothing. No. After he ate all kezayis, every little bit is part of the iser. I think he says that. So I wanted to say maybe that the same thing would be over here. And we just want to understand what we're asking. Of course, you need 24 hours. 24 hours goes by. So that's when he can't be mefer, after the 24 hours goes by. The 24 hours gives the shtika right away, a keeping quiet. That means like this. I want to say that once the 24 hours go by, so every little bit of that time is a hakomer. Every little bit of those 24 hours is a that when that time goes by, it comes. It's just like saying it's a mamutza in between the two svar. Beginning we said two svar. Beginning we said a svar that the 24 hours builds up the hakomer. Then we said another svar went to the other extreme. That would be the chura. That would mean that the coma doesn't happen until the last minute of the 24 hours. Until the last minute, that's when the coma mamish becomes. And then we want to say another svar that the coma happens right away. Only what? You need 24 hours to be megala das what he was thinking in the beginning, and that's where Rabbi Kuegger swore. It could be it's in between. There's a mamutz in between the two things. The 24 hours builds it up, makes that coma. But after the time went by, so every little bit was part of that coma. Every little bit is a every minute of shtika is a coma. It's a coma. The pshat is like this. That minute, it's a part. It's not a minute. It's not a second in itself. It's part of a 24 hours. Such a shtika. Such a second of shtika is a hakoma. 1 second of shtika is not a hakoma, but a second which is part of our 24 hours, that is a hakoma. That's a hakoma. It comes out. The lolum from the beginning, it was a hakoma. So maybe with that we can understand what Rabbi Akiva's svara applies also to Shasak Stam. To show sextam. Rabbi Kivega never meant that it's the 24 hours or megala what he was thinking. We don't know what he's thinking, and we just found out what he's thinking. It means that it's keeping bemis, it's a tiny on the person. You should have been made for right away. What do you let such a thing happen? What do you let her make another right away? Only what? A person doesn't have to make decisions right away. The Torah didn't come to a person with a tefillah making a decision right away. But in the end, when 24 hours went by, when the Yom Shoma went by, so it came out, the shtika was not a shtika of kilo of thinking, a thinking shtika, what you call in Hebrew, a hitlabtut. He's not debating within himself when he's being shosik. It's a shtika of not caring, and not caring is hakoma. But you can only make this a not caring if it's a part of 24 hours, and that's a believable belief, Godam, that means it shows what it is. The Yom Shomer going by shows what this minute is, a different kind of a minute. It's not a minute of in itself. It's not a minute standing by itself. It's a part of a whole thing. So with this we can understand Rabbi Kiveger. But that means it's like this. You have to know that Rabbi Kiveger is not saying that he's not asking, it's not like you sometimes ask a kasha that it doesn't make sense. He's not saying that the Ran doesn't make sense. The Ran also makes sense. Even Rabbi Kiveger's motive, that the Ran swore is also swore. That is what? The time goes by, it's megala what he's thinking. But Rabbi Kiveger says, but to learn out from there that you could do it, believe, who says that it's megala what he has, believe, and the believer helps, maybe it makes it a believer believe, call on him, that's what it makes. If we're to understand it this way, with this whole husband, so maybe we can now go to answering the kasha on the tour. What's the tour? What was the kasha that we started with in the beginning? We start with a kasha like this. The tour's case was that somebody was mekayim the neder, and then later he was shoel on his akuma. One minute, okay, wait, before we get to the tour, let's get back to the Gemara. In our Gemara, we asked a kasha on the tzad. There was a tzad that beyond that that shtike ke, that gershin ke shtike damis. Yet it comes out that if he's mazir the next day, he remarries her the next day. So it's a hakoma. It is a hakoma. And we ask that kasha, how could it be a hakoma? How could it be a hakoma? If he's, it comes out that he's being make him in a time that she's not his wife. It could be like this, that if the svara is, according to everything we were just talking, Hakoma, the real Hakoma, the Hakoma of Shtika called Yom Shomu, the Hakoma of Shtika, 24 hours of Shtika, is really the Hakoma only happens in 1 second of those 24 hours. It has to be just part of all things. It's a Memela, and this River Mochich, it seems to him almost clear from the Gemara that even if you hold Gershon Kishtika Damya, but it something does happen in the Rega before the Gershon, Nafkamina Legabe, if a whole day went by. So then it did become a Kuim right away, even if Gershon Kishtika is also Mekayim. A Shtika of Kiyum Behedya it's not, but a Shtika of Kiyum of Yom Shomu it is. How could it be? I did not mind. But the pshat is that it could be like this. It says, the according to our Hezbollah, so the whole Hakoma is the first second. That's the Hakoma. Only what? There's a tonight. The second has to be 1 second out of 24 hours. So it could be the whole 24 hours. He could have been Magzir her, and he could have been Maver, and he could have done something. So a Biyadu Dike time is also good enough to make this the first second part of something. If it would have been the way we understood the whole time, that the time builds that coming in his heart, the whole time that goes by is building it up, then it's very schwer. How can you build up? How can you use time that you can't be made for? It's not just on a shtick, it's a shtick of could have been made for and not. But if it's that's not the pshat is just a part of something. So legabi being part of something, maybe you could say this is maybe a chidush, but this is what I'm thinking. Lulu de mistafin, I would say that the biyado to remarry her, or even not be, you can't really say biyado to remarry her because maybe she won't want, especially if they got divorced that day, she's going to want to remarry him. But it's shaykh in Dine HaTorah. It's shaykh in the musag of Hakoma is possible. So that's enough to be called this second a part of a 24 hours of shtika. It's enough. It's enough to make that part of that. And that's why if Gershon Kishtika, if the day goes by, it's considered. It is considered a hakom. That would be the svar, what the Rosh says. So now they're also so what does the Rosh say? That the Bavli holds that the Rosh, let me see, the Rosh didn't say it's a klal. He didn't say it's that it applies all over. But, I mean, we started off with asking the Torah, how could the Torah go against his father, the Rosh, in the Torah's case? If the Rosh would have said it's a klal all over, the rule that the time, even the time that you couldn't be made for, it counts, so then it would have been a kasha. The Rosh only said it on our Gemara, so if we could find a chilik between our Gemara and that case, it wouldn't be so schwer. And then like this, it's not really a claw all over. It's a special svar over here, that over here it's this time, this gerushin, the minute before the gerushin, he wasn't mekayim. But to make it part of a zman of shtikid, it's enough. So that's a special svar over here. But what will be now? Let's look at the case of the Torah. Let's look at the Torah's case. What's the Torah's case? The Torah's case is that he made a hakamah. He said, "Befeirish bepei." He said, "I'm mekayim the neder." Then a few days later, he would soil on the hakamah. Now he wants to be made for now, because it's a yom shamo of the sheila on the hakamah. It's still the yom shamo of that. So he wants to be made for now. It could be you could say a svar like this. The Ran, in the beginning of the parak, the Ran says, what would be if somebody when you need avir bala, there's a din avir bala by now maras a din is avir bala my friend the Dora. What would be if one was Nefer, the second one was Mekayim, and then he was Shoel on his Akoma. So the din is that afterwards he was Shoel on his Akoma. So afterwards he can't be Nefer afterwards. Shuven Yechalim Lafer. So the Ram brings a machlokes between the Ramban and the Rambam. So according to the Ramban, since there was a hakoma in between the two afaras, so it's too late. He can't be mefer anymore. It means like this: the Av, let's say one, the Av was mefer, the Baal was mekayim. After he was shoel on his kiyum, and now he wants to be mefer, and now he was mefer again. Okay. Now he was made. Let the Av come and be made for a second time. First time wasn't good because there was a hefsek of a hakoma in between. Let him do it a second time. So he says he can. He can. But then he can do it because now they're together. But he brings the Rambam and says no. That as long as there was a hakoma in between, shuvein yecharim lahofer, they can't be made for anymore. So what's the pshat? The lesson of the Ran is ain't hafar hafar. They're not hafar after hafar. So once he did a hafar that didn't work, it can't be made for again afterwards. I'm thinking maybe you could say the same thing on hakom also. Ain't hakom hakom. You could say like this: he was mekayim the neder. The case of the tour that we started with, he was mekayim the neder. So now in his das, It's not shaykh and there's nothing to talk about anymore. Once he was mekayim the neder, it's not. He has no das on it. He has no shaykhs to it anymore. He doesn't think about. Let's say even the extreme case of gerushin, but still there's a makum for him to be. Still, it's daite. He could be on the neder. He could have a rotzen. It could be believable. He could have a rotzen to be made for it. He could still have das and neder because there's a way to be made for the neder, to remarry her, and to be made for the neder now. The pshat is this is a zman. You could to make it a zman, to make that second part of a zman of a forah, it could be because it's shy, and this is odd time that you could find a way to be made for. But here, if you look at das b'nei odom over here, after he was mekayim the neder, he has no das on it. So it's ain't a koma achar a koma, you could say. You could use the same lashon of the Ran, ain't a for achar a for. You could lose. So it could be you could say it in the Ranos. Ein afor achar afor is also, it's also a svar of das. It could be that it's a, I don't know. It could be it's a gzeres hakosuv dikas. I'm not sure, but it could also be it's a svar. It's not a belev shalom the second afor. Once you did a first afor, it's not another that you have das on. I mean, the Gemara that says, I just now remember, the Gemara says, no deres, al das bailo ino deres. The whole inyan of akoman afor is an inyan of, like, she depends on his das. And so it is an inyan of that, what he wants, what he's thinking. Once he was made for him once, Belibo doesn't feel such a need to be made for anymore. Mamela is afor, it's not belief shalom. Could be that's the swerve around, but I'll call on him here for sure. You could say, "Ein akoma achar akoma." You could say, once he was mekayim one time, he feels no shaychus for the nether. So it's not a part of that second. It's not a part of a shtika to get 24 hours. It could be it's even gora than the case of remarrying her. In the case of remarrying her, it's shaych epes hadas. It is shaych on being made for, because it's shaych hametzias of being made for afterwards. But over here, there's no das on the nether anymore. So the first, it's so that it can't be mitztarev. You can't call it 1 second out of 24 hours of shtika. That's what you could say. And Mamela, the Torah is right, that over here he could be made for later also. But in the case of Gersha Vahadra, so there, when the day goes by, it can't be matter anymore. That's what I wanted to say to me. So meanwhile, what we gain from all this is like this. Even though it could be, you could argue on my terrace on the tour might not be so clear. I'm not so sure if it's such a emes at terrace. But one thing we gained from this whole Torah was that we explained good the Gemara of Gershon Kakoma. We explained, we gave a good hesber in that. What it means, Gershon Kakum. Then we said a good Hezber and Gershon Kishtike, and we brought the Rabbi Kiveger, the Ran, and the Rabbi Kiveger. We explained also the Havana of Rabbi Kiveger in the case of Shasak Stam, of not Shasak Amnas Lakam, Shasak Stam, how Rabbi Kiveger understand over there. And we explained how the Svaras of the Ran and the Rabbi Kiveger will fit into this Gemara. All this we gained for sure. Teretz on the tour is still Yesh Lahayin in it. Now there's another interesting thing. Minyan, Linyan, Boso, Inyan. All of these are dealing on Shabbos. There's a Takanas Chachomim that you can't be made from the Dharma on Shabbos. Now what will be the din if it was another that she made today, and the time will go by? It'll come to Shkia. If you hold that you can only be made for up till the Shkia. So once the Shkia comes, it'll be too late. You won't be able to be made for. So on that it says that if because of that the Chazal said you can't be made for. You can't be made for because there's no choice. If the day will go by, it'll be too late. And the kasha is, if you say this war, it's such a time that he couldn't be made for any reason it was, it's not mitzvah, it's not part of the time, according to the Rishami that the Rosh brings. You should say the same story here. He was, who didn't let him? Why couldn't he be made for on Shabbos? He wanted to not be made for. He did want to be made for. The Chazal didn't let him. So why should you be mitzvah at that time? That time shouldn't count. So let him be made for on Motzai Shabbos, because he's honored in the Takonas Chachomim. That's a kasha that the Rabbi Zachorv has to over here. Rabbi Zachorv says that Teretz he brings in from a Gemara in Pesachim. He brings like this. What will be the din? Somebody didn't mow his son. The din is he can't do the Korban Pesach. Milas Chav, the Avodah is ma'akir in the Korban Pesach, he can't do the Korban Pesach. Now, what will be the din? If Erev Pesach was Shabbos and didn't mow his son, because the sakin was in a different rishus, and he couldn't carry the sakin to here, because of Isurim Darabonim, let's say it was a Rishis Rabbanan, he couldn't carry from a Kamelis to here. He did a Rabbanan of kind, they didn't let him. That the Gemara says, Hamidu Chachamim Divrei, the Chachamim they made the halacha, even though it's going to be chorus that he won't bring a kum, because that, what's going to happen? He's not going to bring the sacking, and he won't mal his son. He'll mal him the next day, but today he won't. He won't mal his son today. Maybe he won't do the kum Pesach, which is chorus for not doing the kum Pesach. The Chazal, they said anyway, don't do the kum Pesach. That's what they said. They put the Gzeir Darbon is so strong that even in a place where it will come out that you don't do the carbon Pesach, still they made the Gzeir. Another Gemara in Yevamos, in the Vayin Aleph in Yevamos, the Gemara says somebody didn't do the carbon Pesach, didn't mal his son because of Aonis, because the child was sick. That doesn't count. He can do the carbon Pesach. Even though he has a child, a oro, it's not ma'akif, and he can't do the kum pesach because he's a onus. He didn't know him because of a onus. So here also, this has to do with what we're talking. And you see from that even though a onus is not ma'akif from doing the kum pesach, but if the chazal tell him not to ma, you don't call that an onus. You call that a not ma'aling. You call that an oral that's made his ma'akiv to do the kumpel. The shayla is why? Why not say that he didn't mal his son? Why? Because the chachomim don't let him carry the sacking, but he wants to mal. Why don't you call him an onus? So Rabbi Zochariv says a klal. What's going to come out of the onus? You have to always look what will come out of the onus. What will come out of it is you're going to call him an onus. You're going to let him go be a diamond and do the carbon pesach. You're going to let him do it. So it comes out, because of the Xeres Chazal, they're going to allow a father of an oral to go be a diamond, do the Korban Pesach, Bekum Vaaseh. That's called, he calls that being Oker Bova Minatara Bekum Vaaseh. Like we know all over, the Chazal can only be Oker Adover from the Torah, be Sheval Tase, but they're telling him not to do. But to tell a person to get up and do and not. To get up and do against the Torah, the Chachamim can. Says Rabbi Zochariv that the pshat over here is that by telling him not to bring the sacking, by making him a onus because of not bringing the sacking, what are you doing? You're allowing him to be makriv the korban pesach. That's called doing bekum vaaseh. So the Frizeh, he says you can use that klal by us also. What are you going to say? He couldn't be made for the neder on Shabbos. You're going to call him. Onus. And what's going to happen? He'll be mayfair on Motzei Shabbos and she'll go eat. That's a kumva say. It comes out of the din. The Gzeres Chacham. A kumva say comes out of the Gzeres Chacham. So that's why you can't call him an onus. Of course, there's makum to clear over here. There's makum to be done over here. It's not dumb to all over where you say it can be okay, but kumva se. Here it's only a result. It's not the thing itself. They're not telling you go do a kumva se. But that's what he builds out from the Gemara, and that's how he explains the union over here.